There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Gave you the sounds of Loiso Pala featuring Neville D, Let It Rain. And it is 13 minutes just after 1 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on your daily companion. Do remember to find us on your web or your online internet. You can go to the internet, you can go to Google and search for us. We are there as Radio Pulpit Jikelele, as Radio Council Hartlank, and also as Radio Pulpit 657 AM online. We are I Am Youth Web Radio as well. So you can find us on all those platforms, right? So you can check us out. And on YouTube, we are there. We are YouTubing, we are Facebooking. Hey, we are Instagramming. But yeah, you can find us on all those platforms, and we are grateful for the Lord that we are able to spread the good news and the gospel through all these platforms. At this moment in time, I'm joined by Pastor Lucas Nkosi, who's on the other side, who's on the line with me. Muruti, how are you?
I'm well, and you, Sibongile, and Radio Pulpit family.
We are so excited to be talking to you. Hey, whatever. Before we talk to you, we know we have to brace ourselves, you know? Yeah, brace ourselves. Because, hey, the word of the Lord is a two-edged sword.
Hey, umusa.
Yeah.
responsibility.
Yeah, but we thank God for the two-edged sword, because at the end of the day, our walk is corrected, or we are edified, whichever way that the Lord has. We're saying unto the Lord, have your way with us. So I'm so delighted to be talking to you this afternoon.
Yeah, we really bless the Lord.
So Muruti, we're saying God's ordinance and honor?
Yeah, basically to say that, you know, by God's ordinance, we mean what God has ordained. And so we are looking at now in terms of what God has ordained in the sense of honor. Because most of us, we think we just honor because, hey, honor is there in the scriptures in black and white. So we need to look, you know, into honor as, you know, God's ordinance. Yeah, because it means if God has ordained something, you know, to be and work a certain way, there's no way we can edit and try to adjust it and put it in whatever way that we please. Because most of the times when we see words like honor, you know, honor as a principle, we think we have a choice around the matter. So meaning our reason for honor should be because God ordained it so. Whether we feel like we want to honor or not, it's not about our feelings. Because to some people it's like, okay, but if I feel like I can honor, then I can honor. Meaning I have my way around this thing. But honor is a principle that God has established. And if we are to honor, you know, we should honor from understanding that, by the way, this is God's ordinance. This is what God has ordained.
Muruti, how do we identify something that God has ordained? I've heard people saying, God had ordained that relationship, that marriage. God had ordained that what? So many. How do you identify that which God has ordained?
Yeah. First and foremost, it will say it's the word of God. Because of the word of God, I think it's somewhere in the book of Psalms where he says he has established his word, you know, above his names. And then this is eternally so. So if we want to see what God has ordained, we should go back to the word of God. And then look at each and everything that God has established. Like, for an example, issues of family. That, okay, family, how God has structured family. even as way back as in the book of Genesis, meaning what is it that God says constitute family?
Mm.
And versus what we prefer family to be. Like currently, dictionaries are being changed to suit our own preferences and narratives. We are redefining, most of the things that God in His Word has shown us that this thing works this way.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to change it and to say, but somewhere, no. God, it seems like you made some mistakes. You know, this is the 21st century, and therefore, let's give you a 21st century way of doing things. So for the Word of God will tell us as to what is it that God has ordained and how He has ordained it. Issues like, as well as the element of choice, you see, is there in the Word of God. God has ordained it that, here is a way. Here's the best way. You remember Deuteronomy where he says, I've laid before you life and death.
Mm-hmm.
Blessing or curse.
Mm.
You know, choose life so that you and your descendants may live.
Mm.
And God describes what life looked like, you know, according to His way of doing things. And then remember, and something we need to remember is that God is the creator.
Mm.
It's like, if I create something to work a certain way. Let me say, for an example, I'm the inventor of a car, and I determine that it works on a particular fuel, like your petrol or your diesel.
Yeah.
Yes, you may buy it to say, amen, I like your creations. Let me buy this car from you. But it comes with specifications that were determined by me, the creator of that car, to say, no, this car runs on, you know, diesel. You can't say, okay, because I bought it from the store and bought it for myself, you know, with my money.
Mm.
It's my money. I sweated for it. And therefore, I prefer to pour water into it.
Or cooking oil.
or cooking oil. To say, no, I prefer it so because it's my. Because why? I ordained it to work on diesel.
Yeah, you'll
so
see flames.
Yours is just to comply with that specification if you want the best out of it.
Yeah.
So the same as, you know, this principle of honor. It's not how we prefer it. It's who designed this thing, ordained it to work. And if I want to work it and get the best out of it, I better follow His specifications on that. So same applies to the principle of honor. So most of us, especially in the 21st century, we are adjusting a lot, even our way of the gospel, because of preferences, because of what is going on around us. And we are like, we even reduce the weight of the Word of God to say, but this is an old book. We think, or this is just a history or a scientific book and so forth. But it's not. And we try to manipulate, have our way around this thing. And still, even how we define our Christianity, we are customizing it to our current situations and preferences. But God has ordained that what He has designed, you know, must work a certain way. And now, for an example, you know, one of the aspects of honor is regarding, you know, the ministers of the gospel.
Okay.
You know, these days, because of maybe what is happening in the media and so on, about around pastors, around preachers and so on, we have reduced the manner in which we look at those ministers. There's a level of familiarity that has crept into the church and even, you know, society at wide. You know, it's not like during the olden days where you are like, hey, yes, Muruti is here. Now it's like, man, that one. Why? And then we want to argue to say, but what we see in the media, hey, but pastors are doing 1, 2, 3, and 4 things that are wrong. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we reduce that level of honor in even how we treat, you know, those ones. I mean, the pastors that God has given us is different, like, you know, compared to olden days. Why? Because of there's a drop in the level of honor. We are like, okay, we'll honor them on condition that they do things a certain way, our way, or according to our preferences. And the next thing, we find ourselves in certain spaces and we wonder. Here's an interesting one. This is Jesus talking in Matthew 10, verse 41 to 42, or from 40 there, where he says, now, if they receive you, he's addressing his disciples, if they receive you, they are receiving me. Yeah. And if they receive me, they receive the one who has sent me. Meaning, if we don't honor those ones that Jesus has sent,
we are rejecting
him. We are dishonoring him. And if we dishonor him, we dishonor the God who sent Jesus.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, in terms of receiving, there's somewhere where he also says, if you receive a prophet because he is a prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. If you receive a righteous person because he's a righteous person, you will not miss. It's a principle of honor that he has put, that if you don't honor the ones that he has sent, you can't say, I dishonor those that he has sent, yet I honor Jesus and I honor God. You see? It's him who's saying, you dishonor these ones. And yes, another thing, especially I've seen another one on John chapter 6, verse 28. The disciples are asking him, what should we do to do the works of God? And Jesus answers and say, you know, believe in the one he has sent. And in that context, he's talking about himself to say, I'm the one who sent to you. So if you believe in me as the one that is, you know, that is sent by God to you, when you believe in me, then you believe you are doing the work of God. But the principle there is that every time we believe in the one he has sent, you know, by principle, we are doing the work of God. God does not, you know, demean the people or the ministers that he is sending. You know, because God's answer to prayer is a person. Every time there was a crisis, even in Israel and so forth, when they were crying about issues, God would send a vessel to say, go and tell them 1, 2, 3. And if they don't hear, I remember even in Ezekiel, he's saying, I'm sending you. You know, those people, they are stubborn and so on. They look like thorns. Even if you can be in the midst of those thorns, you know, I'm going to protect you. But something will happen. They will know that I've sent a prophet in their midst. So God does not dishonor. He takes them so serious, these people that he is sending. And that some of us, we don't even prefer to say, but no, how can? We want to choose to say, you can't send this one, because we have our choices. Even in Jeremiah, he's saying, I'll give you, it's God, I'll give you pastors or shepherds after my heart. Who will feed you? You know, what I'm giving them to give to you. He's the one who's sending them as pastors to us. But these days, it's like we do shopping, you see, and we do window shopping to say, oh, which pastor do I prefer, and which one don't I prefer? So it's pastors online, you know, as in we shop around, you know, shop around for the kind of pastors we prefer. But the prerogative of sending shepherds or pastors lies with God. He's saying he's the one who'll give us the shepherds, the kind of pastors, you know, that he knows. Why is he the one who has that prerogative to send pastors to us? Is because he knows us. He knows the kind of a pastor who will be able to accurately feed me, you know, as Lucas. He knows my personality, my character, my stubbornness, and so on. And it's like, if I can give the type of pastor that will be good for Usis Bongile to Lucas. Not for Lucas. No. Mm. He won't come right. So I'll give this type of a pastor because I know I'll equip that pastor with this type of equipment or, you know, spiritual makeup that will be able to rightfully shepherd, you know, this kind of a person called Lucas. So it's up to God. And once God gives us those kind of leaders, you know, those kind of shepherds, we need to honor them. And then not based on how we feel about them. We should honor them from understanding that it is God who has ordained them. And there are repercussions, you know, to not honoring who God honors. And here's a funny one, because we have some, like I was saying, preferences. You look at the likes of Eli in the Bible. I mean, Eli had issues between himself and God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I mean, your parental issues. You know, Eli's parenting was not at his best. And so Hannah used to come as a prayer warrior, you know, interceding, praying and crying for a child. Penina was busy with Hannah, persecuting Hannah, and Hannah being disturbed would go to the temple, seek the Lord, pray to the Lord to say, Lord, I need a child for quite some time, you know, coming and there. But God at that temple stationed Eli as a person that he has sent, you know, as a priest of that time. Now and then, Hannah would ignore the one that God has sent as his officer in the temple and praying, no breakthrough.
Yeah.
But until the sent one, who's appointed by God in that environment, saw her and said, but hey, I see you are praying. Are you praying or are you drunk? And that's when now Hannah discloses that, no man, I'm so overwhelmed by pain and so on. I need the Lord to help me. I'm not drunk.
Mm.
And look at Eli. He did not pray long prayers and so on, but said, no, may the Lord grant unto you what you've been praying about.
Mm.
Now something happens. And you wonder, why is it that after Eli spoke a word,
everything
happened?
Works out.
What's up there? It's as if, you know, Hannah was coming with an application to God. And God was like, I'm waiting to see Eli's signature. Once I see it, then I authorize this thing to happen.
Mm.
It's so amazing. And then here's another thing there, that Eli had issues of parenting, but guys who raised Samuel in by ways, in the ways of God, they're very Eli.
Mm.
And most of us, we are like, okay, but now how can this person teach us about parenting when they are failing themselves in the parenting?
Mm.
You see, let him parent his own in the ways of the Lord.
Mm.
Then we can trust him with our children to raise them in the ways of the Lord.
Mm.
But with Eli, although in the parenting space, where his children were concerned, he had issues with God. They were doing horrible things in the house of God. But he managed to raise somebody's child somewhere in a manner that the nation had a great prophet.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Why? Because of he was not dishonored based on his dysfunction to say, but no, we want to qualify you to be an honorable man. We will only honor you if you are good at parenting. Then we can trust you to teach our children on parenting. It is God who appointed Eli there. And once he was acknowledged properly, a blessing of God happened in the lives of the people. We see also, you know, in terms of honor, especially the aspect of dishonor, that God takes it personal, the issue of dishonor, so much so that two anointed people, leaders in Israel, they dishonored Moses, Miriam and Aaron. They dishonored Moses, you know, gossiping about Moses regarding his wife, because Moses married an Ethiopian, an African woman. Moses was not there. Miriam and Aaron, they're like, how could he marry such? Temporary. With somebody's marriage. Trying to play mix fix, you know, the counselor or marriage fixers in a bad way. Meddling in people's marriages. You know, the Bible says marriage should be honored by all. So they were dishonored the principle that even... This is somebody's wife, and their choice of wife, they are stepping, overstepping their boundary, meddling in that space, gossiping to say, how can this guy marry an Ethiopian woman? And God took it personal to say, why do you overstep a boundary and talk about my servant like this? Why did God take it personal? Because he saw that a dishonor is happening. Dishonor is happening. So God takes dishonor very, very serious, as much as honor. Even in the case of Abraham, you remember Abraham, you know, said, this is just my sister.
Yes.
To Abimelech. And God was like, hey, man, this is somebody's wife.
Right now.
This is somebody
you don't touch somebody else's wife.
Somebody's
and the king was like, "Ha, you lied to me."
Yeah, how could you do this thing? You want God to kill me over this?
Yo.
No. So it's by God's ordinance. It's not our preferences.
Okay.
And every time we honor, you know, what God says we must honor. And I'm just using these examples. There are levels of, you know, things that God is saying we must honor them. But I've used these two cases, you know, especially on servants of God, because this is something that is prevalent these days. Hey, there's so much dishonor, for those that God has sent. And imagine Jesus in Ephesians 4:11 and starting from verse 7, is Jesus who gave these gifts, some to be apostles, some to be prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Yes, we know that there are certain people who are not handling these ministry gifts in a correct way. Some, they are, you know, they are not aligned to the word of God. They are false in what they do and so forth. But we cannot dishonor the gifts that Jesus has given and expect to say, we have nothing to do with these people. We want Jesus, and we want to work with Jesus. And Jesus said, Mina, I'm giving you these gifts. You despise my gifts, my delegates. And we say, I want that guy straight.
Okay.
Yes, we understand that issue of priesthood of all believers, but it's not a cancellation of despising the ones that he has sent.
All right. Shah Muruti, Renee is asking a question, and I think Muruti can answer this when we come back. Now, I'm more inquisitive. I would like to know, is marriage also ordained by God or a meeting Like you asked this Sibongile early, is a marriage ordained by God? Okay, Moruti. And a marriage and a meeting, are they also, can they also be ordained by God? Let's take a break. We are coming back.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
That's where you at, and it is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I gave you the sounds of spirit music featuring Matima Moremi, or Mrs. G, and the title of the song, Make a Way. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Lucas Nkosi. Your time is so not happy with us, and I'm not happy with time as well. We are talking about God's ordinance and honor with Pastor Lucas Nkosi. The lines are opened. You can talk to us on 012-334-1322. Morapedi, I see you. I'm coming to you. I'll come to your voice note just now. I'm coming to you. But there's a question that came earlier from Renee, who says she's inquisitive now. And she wants to know, because I also mentioned the marriage. People would say marriage was ordinated by God. Ordained, sorry, not ordinated, ordained by God. So she'd like to know if marriage can, or a meeting, be ordained by God. Yeah, you know, Moruti, I think Renelo is also coming from that point where you would hear speakers when you are attending a certain event and they say, this was a God-ordained event. And so she would like to know, okay, Renee, if I'm wrong, you can correct me. You can correct me. But yeah, she's asking about a meeting and a marriage. Can they be ordained by God?
Yes. Yeah. That statement that says, you know, something is ordained by God. You know, if it's ordained by God, it's based on the word of God.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, those boxes about it that are in terms of principles, because the word of God says heaven and earth will pass away, but the word will remain. Meaning the tick boxes says, okay, what is it that God has said about this thing? And then are we ticking those boxes in line with the word of God? Like I was giving a scenario with how, you know, a different vehicle might use a certain fuel and so on by virtue of creation. And the other aspect, like to address issue of meetings, if it's a meeting ordained by God, it must have the marks of the word of God. And as well as, you know, that principle that says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, the peace of God in that space. So we must tick all these boxes according to the word of God that says whatever that is happening is aligned with the word of God. And if what is happening is not aligned with the word of God, there's no way we will, you say, it's a good thing. And then now, there are cases like in terms of, you see the likes of Saul, where God has ordained him as king, then they offer him, you know. Yeah, and when he offered, even though God disqualified him, but for the fact that it was God who ordained, you know, even David respected, you know, Saul, even yeah. though he was not in the perfect will of God, but yeah. for the fact that, no, God did ordain him through Samuel, so we honor the office, that office of that person. So if it's a marriage, you know, let's honor that office. We may not like, hey, because, hey, I'm big is a lot. Yeah, because some of us is because of age. I was gunning for that one. I wished I could have married that person. So I feel honor because it's not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear let's hear what Bongi Murapedi says.
Blessed day, blessed afternoon, Swongile.
Blessed Bongi.
Radio Pulpit family and Pastor Lucas. Yeah. Nice topic. Nice topic we are hearing. So my question is, even if the pastor is not doing the services rightly, he should be honored. I totally agree with that 100%. So my question is, then what is to be done when a pastor who is angry about some things that are happening in the church that he only sees, then denounces himself from being called a pastor?
Yeah.
Because now two pastors, they have denounced themselves as pastors to me or to the congregation, and they left. So when we meet them in the street, what are we saying? Because it's them who accepted the calling, and now they are denouncing it for their reasons known to them only.
All
so
right.
What are we saying, Baruti? Muruti Dukas, what are we saying? I will listen to the radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bongi. Muruti,
what do you say? Yeah, tough one.
Yeah. Muruti?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You are back.
Yeah. No, it's a tough one, but as tough as it is, we need to face it in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are those cases. Obviously, like I think partly that minister needs to be attended to, you know, from other ministers, so that we can help them on those issues where they challenge them.
Yeah.
But
okay,
like I said, unless a person, you know, has just fished for this wonderful title, they are not a pastor, and they put the honor upon themselves. But when they are called by God, yes, they may have done wrong things. They've done whatever that is not in alignment with the Word of God, and they are so ashamed to even be called a pastor. But it is not themselves who call themselves pastors. Jesus gave gifts to men and some to be pastors. So if they are a pastor because Jesus called them as a pastor, yeah, I remember somebody was sharing one of the words, you know, those situations where you are like, God, no man, and call me. Yeah, but it's by design. You are a pastor by God's choice and design, not by votes or preference of people, not even by your preference.
You have no say over it.
Yeah. And if there are problems, then, you know, as there are processes according to the Word of God on how to deal with cases where, you know, pastors have challenges and so on, in as much as Saul, it was God who called Saul, and he owned it up to say, but I've called you as a leader, but you did not listen to me as a king. Therefore, I'm stopping this thing. Your kingdom will end with you. I'm not taking this forward. Samuel, go and anoint somebody to be king. But the likes of David, they did not say, hey, moya mudima hosalite. Hey, Sambil, you know, like what we do as believers. Rao moli, hosana moya mudima. The Spirit of God is no longer there.
It's Ichabod.
Yeah, so I dishonor. I dishonor. Then I look for mine. You know, things like that. It's God who ordained them, so we need to respect them, you know, for their office, for who God called them to be. And if they feel condemnation and so on, they are processing the word of God on how to restore such so that they come back. And so I do understand that position where you feel like you failed God. And it doesn't happen with pastors only. Even believers, some are like, some people even are afraid to be born and to say, No. No, no, I'm still doing wrong things. So how can I be saved?
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Muruti, time is not on our side, as I said. We have come to the end. But I would like you to pray for the body of Christ in this regard. But before you do that, what are your closing words for today?
Yeah, my closing words is that let's continue to honor, you know, whom God says we must honor, because it comes with a blessing. We see it even in the life of Jesus. In his hometown, he was dishonored, and they could not benefit a lot from his ministry. But in places like Capernaum, where he was honored, they were experiencing the best of God coming out of him as a vessel of God to them. So let's honor, for honor is from God, is ordained by God. To whom honor is due, then we must give honor according to the word of God. And so may the Lord help us, even in our functions. We must honor people in their assignments and callings. Let's honor them for the role they play. Let's not try to say to play copy and paste, you know, and be like the Uzziahs, where you force yourself to be a priest when you are not. And the next thing you attract leprosy because you dishonor the office and, you know, you cross boundaries and so on. You mess up with people's marriages, you know, because you want to play matchmakings and super, I hear God, super holy. Leave people's things alone. Let's have boundaries and then honor people, their marriages, honor families, honor people's children, honor people's things. And then the Lord will bless us as we honor, because there's a blessing that is associated with honor. Yeah.
Muruti, thank you so much for ministering unto the family today. May God awesomely bless you. And let him who has an ear hear what the Lord is saying this afternoon. And do as the word says. We ought to be doers of the word and not just the hearers. How do we get hold of you, Muruti, if we'd like to talk to you directly?
Yeah, no. If family want to talk to me directly, they can send me a WhatsApp. To 0789102593, and we can take it from there.
0789102593. Yes. Muruti, thank you so much. Can we just take it to the Lord in prayer and pray for the body of Christ in this regard?
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, it's you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who have taught us the importance of honor, that, Lord, when we honor, Father, we will reap the benefits of honor, that, Lord, with every vessel that you send our way, Father, that the vessels will be a blessing to us. Even in the book of Hebrews, your word says, as we obey those you have put over us, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, that will profit us, it will benefit us. Father, help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to move away from dishonor and start to honor whom you honor. And Father, even as your word has taught us to honor, that, Lord, we should not honor out of, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, pleasure, or maybe because, my God, of preference, but honor you, Lord, by honoring what you have ordained. We thank you, Father, and help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And where we have wronged you, Lord, forgive us for our dishonor, so that we may experience your blessing in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. May God keep keeping you. And we can't wait to hear what the Lord has in store for us in our next session. Have a beautiful, beautiful day further, Muruti.
Thank you, Sis Bongi and Radio Pulpit family. Be blessed.
And yes, my family, that is Pastor Lucas Ngosi. And I hope that you and I have heard, and we are going to be the doers. It's all for the glory of the Father. It's not about us. It's not about Pastor Lucas Ngosi, but it's about God. And so when God speaks, I believe it's time for you and I to hear, to be the hearers and the doers of the word. Let's hear and do. Hear and do. And yes, do remember that he is Lucas Ngosi on all social media platforms. And if you'd like to talk to him directly, he is available on his WhatsApp number 078-910-2593. And we are heading now to our 2 o'clock news bulletin.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.